It's hard to believe that this year has gone by so fast. Here we are just a few days, in fact, before Christmas. We've been in the studio all this morning teaching classes to the underground church in Asia. And before we walked out, we wanted to just take this time to thank you. To thank all of you who give to this ministry, that pray for Heart Cry, that pray for all the missionaries. We have somewhere around 240 missionary families on the field now in about 50 countries. And to pray for the cause of Christ through the Great Commission. You know, this is a time of year when people are thinking about the birth of Christ. And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, a man could spend his entire life just contemplating the incarnation, and he would never reach the foothills of that Everest. But we must understand that Christ came into this world with a purpose, with a mission. Not just to be born, not just to live as an example, not just to teach. He came to die. He came to die and rise again from the dead. And that message, that event, that work that he accomplished, it must be proclaimed to the nations. One of my favorite passages in all of Scripture is found in Matthew 4, and it's a prophecy concerning Christ. And it says in verse 16, "The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" There is still, after 2,000 years, great darkness in this world. Because we must understand that if we win one generation in a certain people group or nation, there's the next generation that follows. It must also be won for Christ. And so there are places around the world where the gospel has never been preached. But there are generations of people living in places where the gospel has been preached that no longer have any understanding of the gospel. Our work is great. Our work is difficult. And our work is singular. You know, there are a lot of things happening around the world, culturally, socially, politically. But the church, the Christian, we're the only entity that carries the one treasure that can save mankind, not just temporally, but eternally. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we come to the end of this year, I thank God for all that He has done. Not just through Heart Cry, but through the many churches and ministries around the world. He's always doing His work, and His work is always greater than we could ever imagine. I thank Him for that. But as this year draws to the close, it draws to a close, and there are still people groups without the gospel. There are still churches that are languishing with very little instruction, and because of that, they are subject to false prophets and heresies. God has done much this year, but there's just as much to do next year. So I want to encourage you to do what? First of all, grow in your knowledge of Christ. How do you do that? Study the Scriptures. Give yourself to private devotion, to prayer, to communion, to intercession. Be a member of a biblical, humble, living church. And then cry out to God that He would use you, both for the edification of the church and for the continuance of the gospel until the day that He comes. Some believe that that day is approaching quickly, and it may be. But we should keep our hand to the plow, and we should go forward preaching the gospel until the day we hear that trumpet sound, or He calls us home. God bless you. God bless you.